Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nasan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasio Mordechai.
Nazir Daf Nun Hei. We just finished learning on Daf Nun Dara Mubeiz the Gemara's question about whether or not the Tuma of Eretz Ha'amim, that Chazal were Goyzer, was Mishum Gusha, or was it also Mishum Avira? We understood, we learned from Tosfos that the definition of Gusha and Avira is Gusha means Tumas Maga, and Huadin, somebody who's mile over Gusha, is also included in Gusha. And both of those Tumas were Nischadesh in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the first Perek. And Mishum Avira means even if somebody's in Eretz Ha'amim, but even that he's not being mile over Eretz Ha'amim because he's in Ashita Tevo Migdal, still the Etzem Avir could also be Metame, the person who's in Eretz Amim. Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara. Now the Gemara of Nun Hamad Aleph brings a Machlekas Tanoim, which the Gemara wants to say is about this issue, whether or not the Tumah of Eretz Amim is Mishum Gusha or Mishum Avira. The Gemara says, Lema Kitznai, Hanichnas Le'Eretz Amim Beshida Teva Umigdal. Somebody who goes into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Amim, Chutz Laretz, in a Shida Teva Umigdal. Rebbe Metame, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Metame. Rebbe says the person becomes Tame, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that he is Tahar. My love, Rebbe Savar Mishum Avira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mishum Gusha. The Gemara wants to say in the first stage of the Gemara that the Machlekes Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is that Rebbe, who is Metame, holds that even though there's a hefsek in between him and the ground, and therefore the Tuma from the Gush, from the Etzem ground of Eretz Ha'amim, is not Metamehim, because there's a chatzitza. Nevertheless, since the top of the Shita Teva Migdal is open, and his body is exposed to the air of Eretz Ha'amim, that's why Rebbe was Metamehim. Rashenka Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is only Mishum Gusha and not Mishum Avira, therefore, since the Shita Teva Migdal serves as a chatzitza between him and Gush Eretz Ha'amim, so therefore there's nothing left to be Metamehim. The Gemara is Madcha, and the Gemara says, Eloi, the Kule Alma Mishum Gusha, everybody really holds Mishum Gusha and not Mishum Avira. Mar Savar Oyel Zoruk Shmei Oyel, Umar Savar Loi Shmei Oyel. There's two major Perushim in this Sugya in Tosfos Dibur Maskav HaTanya. For now, I'm going to explain the Sugya, I'll be the first Pshat in Tosfos, and then we're going to come later on to the second Pshat in Tosfos. The first pshat in Tosfos is that the machlekes is everybody holds mishum gusha. There is no tumas avir. The machlekes is whether or not an oil zoruk is shmei oil, meaning that even though the shita tevo migdal is 40 saw and therefore it has a din of an oil and therefore it should be choytetz bifnei atuma because it's not a kli and it's not a kabel tuma. Nevertheless, since it's moving, there's a shita that holds that a moving oil does not have a din of an oil to be choytetz bifnei atuma. Therefore, Rebbe holds, even though there's no Tumas Avira, there's only Tumas Gusha, but since the Shita Tevo Migdal is moving, so he becomes Tamei from the Gush of Eretz Amim. Mashiach Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that even though it's moving, we still say that it has a din of an oil, and therefore it's Choytetz Bifnei the Tuma of Eretz Amim. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds that there's no Tumas Avir. The Gemara says, V'ha Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Teva Shehi Meleya Kalim, Vizarka al Pnei Hameis, Be'oyel, Tmeya, Vim Haisa Bunechas Tehoira. The Fi this Pshat in Tosfos, Vahot Tanya is Akasha. The Gemara is asking Akasha, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Oyel Zoruk, Shmei Oyel, he says in this Brisa that if somebody throws a Teva that's filled with Kalim over a mace, so that everything in the teva becomes tameh. But if the teva was situated in one place and it wasn't moving, so then tahira. So we see from this brisa that only when the teva is stationary does it have a din of an oil to be mafsik bifnei atuma. But if the oil is moving, so then Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does not have a din of an oil. Therefore, we can no longer say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds oil zoruk. Lav oil zoruk shmei oil, because we see from here that he holds lav shmei oil. The Gemara continues, Ela de kule alma mishum avira. Everybody holds mishum avira. Umar savar kaven de loy shchicha loy gozu bei rabbanan. Umar savor afagav de loy shchicha gozu bei rabbanan. The Gemara is now saying that the machlokes is everybody holds the tuma is mishum avira. The machlokes is whether or not Chazal were goyim or even in a milsa de loy shchicha, because entering Eretz Ha'amim in a shita teva u'migdal is something which is not shchiach. That's not a normal way to go into Eretz Ha'amim. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, even though avir of Eretz Ha'amim is metame, and he is right now being exposed to the avir of Eretz Ha'amim, still we say that he is not tame because it's a milsa delay shchicha leigozu beirabanan. Hashem and Rebbe holds, even though it's a milsa delay shchicha, still we apply the din of avira of Eretz Ha'amim is metame. So this line of the Gemara brings us now to the kasha of the Ritva in Masech de Erevin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, in which he asks a kasha. This kasha will, Be'ezus Hashem, lead us into the second Mahalach that we find here in Tosfos. The Ritva asks a kasha: why does the Gemara have to say in this Mahalach that Lekulei Alma Mishum Avira? Since the Mahalach right before this stage of the Gemara, we want to say everybody holds that the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim is Mishum Gusha. And the machlokes was about oil zoruk, is it an oil or is it not an oil? And the Gemara brought a kasha to say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda really holds oil zoruk lav shmei oil. So therefore the Gemara should have said, lo'ilam, everybody holds bishum gusha, just like we said before. And the machlokes is whether or not we're goyzer on a milsud leshchicha or not. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though oil zoruk is lav shmei oil, like we prove from the brisa, and therefore the tuma of the gush of Eretz Ha'amim should be metamehim through the oil, still, since it's the milsa de loy shchicha, loy gozu bei rabbanan. And Rebbe holds milsa de loy shchicha over here, they were gozer, and therefore, since he also holds that the tuma of Eretz Ha'amim is mishum gusha, and an oil zoruk is lav shmei oil, therefore Rebbe holds that he's tameh. There was no reason for the Gemara to change from everybody holding Gusha to everybody holding Avira. This is the kasha of the Ritva in Erevin Daf Lamed. The Ritva brings, in order to answer this kasha amongst other questions that he has in the Sugya, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who is also quoted in our Tosfos, here it's quoted as the Shita of Rabbeinu Chanana. To present this Shita, we'll go back again to the second stage of the Shach HaLatari of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Loi, lo'olam, kulei alma mishum Gusha. Everybody holds there's no tumas avir, it's only mishum gusha. Mar savar oil zoruk shmei oil, umar savar loy shmei oil. The hot hanya is a siyua, it's not a kasha, it's bin yichusa, it's a raya to this mahalach. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, teva shehi melea kelim, vizarka al pnei hameis, ba'oyel, tmeya, v'im haisa muneches tohoira. The pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said that an oil zoruk is Shmei Oil, and that's why we're not going to be Metamehim, because the oil, the Tuma can't go through the Shita Tevu Migdal. That's only because the oil is traveling on top of either an Odom or a Behema. Since this Teva is traveling on top of an Odom or a Behema, and the feet of the Odom and the Behema are touching the ground, so it's as if this teva be'etzem has a shaychus to the karka, because that which is supporting it is touching the ground. Therefore, we apply the din that this oil does not have the chisaron of an oil zoruk. It's considered to have shaychus to the karka. That's why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that there's no tuma over here in the case of shita teva migdal. On that, Rebbe's chaylek and says even on that type of oil, we still apply the din of oil zoruk lav shmei oil. The Gemara brings a raya that this is the shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody throws a box of kalim, somebody who throws a box of teva shimalea kalim, the zarkal, pnei ameis, be'oyel, tmeya, dafka, in that case he's tame, because over there, the box does not have any support at all, klapi the karka, it's completely being thrown through the air, and has no shaykhas to the ground at all. That's an oil zaruk. And even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds, we say lav shmei oil. V'im haisa munachas tohoira means that if this teva was munach on an adam or a behema, so then we say oyel zoruk shmei oyel, because the support of the teva is standing on the ground, and therefore it has a din that has shaychus to the ground. Therefore, we see a raya from this brisa that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda really hold oyel zoruk shmei oyel when the oyel is being supported by a person or by a behema. So Tosfos and the Ritva both speak out that according to this Girsa and the Gemara, according to this Havan and the Gemara, the next line of the Gemara that says Ella Dekuli Alma, we have to change the Girsa and we have to say Iba is Ema, because there's no Ella. Ella is only a line that we say when we just ask the Kasha on a Shita and we have to say a new Pshat. So the first Pshat in Tosfos that the Brisa was coming to ask a Kasha on the first Mahal on the Mahalach. That the Gemara just said, so the Gemara has to say Ella. But now, what we just brought a raya to this shita. So now we're goyres. Tosfos speaks out. We're goyres iba is ema the kuli al mishub avira. So the main of the Ritva pi this pshat and Tosfos answered his original kasha, because the kasha was, why did the Gemara, because of this kasha, have to change from gusha to avira? And the answer is ena chenami. Lu Yitzur, the Gemara was asking a kasha, and the only reason we had to change the kimta and the machloikas between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi was because of the kasha. So then we wouldn't have gone ahead and changed that the kuli alma mishum avira. We would have stayed at kuli alma mishum gusha, because we're only going to change what we're forced to change because of the kasha. But now that the pshat in the Gemara is that we're not saying a new pshat because of Akasha. The Gemara is saying Ibai Seima. The Gemara is suggesting a whole different mahalach in the machlekes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, and the Rabbi. Therefore, the Gemara is entitled to say a new mahalach. The Gemara wants to say now, really, maybe everybody holds Mishum Avira, not Mishum Gusha. And therefore, the Ritva's Kasha is Miyushu Vafizeh. The other two kashas that the Ritva asks, which is also Miyushu Vafizeh, is we find in many other places in Shas. One of them is in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed, also in Chagiga Daf Chaf Hey, and also Tosfos in Sukkah talks about it in Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph. We find that the Gemara, when the Gemara brings this Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda about Nichnas L'Eretz Ha'am B'Shidat Hevo Migdal, in all those places the Gemara explains the Machlekes whether or not is oil Zorak Shmei oil or Ilav Shmei oil. So Lefi, the first Pshat and Tosfos is very schwer, because the Gemara shlugged up that tzad. There is no tzad that that's what they argue about, because we proved that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds oil zoruk lav shmei oil. And the Gemara had to say two other mahalchim after that to explain the machlekes. But now that we say this Pshat and Tosfos, it's very geschmack, because the Gemara never shlugged up that mahalch. The Gemara just suggested two other ways of explaining the machlekes, and all the other sugyas in Shas, they named on like this first mahalch in the sugya. And therefore, it's not fair at all that those sugyas brought the machlekes down in this manner. The other kasha, which is Miyushav Lefi Zeh and the Ritva, is if we jump down to the last mahalach in the Gemara before the two dots, the Gemara says, V'iba yiseima, ha'cha shema yoytzi roishoy verubay l'sham pligi. The machlekes is whether or not the Rishonim speak out, the Tosfos and Rashi both speak out, everybody holds Mishum Gusha, and everybody holds Oyel Zoruk Shmei Oyel. And therefore, the gush is not metame them from underneath because of the hefsik of the denoyo. The machlekes is whether or not we make a gzeira, are we choishish that he's going to stick out reisha verubay outside of the oil and become exposed to the avir of the oil of eretz ha'amim and become tame? That's the whole machlekes. The obvious question is, how could the Gemara say that if we had just brought a brisa earlier on that proved that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds oil zoruk lav shmei oil? And that's why when he throws the box of kalim over the mace, the kalim become tameh because of lav shmei oyel. So how does that stim with the last mahalach of the Gemara? The last mahalach of the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds shmei oyel, and that's why he's only going to become tameh if he sticks his rosh of rubai outside of the oyel. But lefi this mahalach of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Ritva, so the Gemara never said that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds oyel zoruk lav shmei oyel. Faker, the Gemara brought a brisa to show that he holds oil zaruk shmei oyel when the oil is being transported on the back of an adam or a behema. And therefore, so too, in this last ukimta, where the shita is being transported by an adam or a behema, it makes sense that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds oil zaruk shmei oyel. And that's why he's tahor, unless we're goyzer, that he's going to put Rosh HaVerubay outside of the oil. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Tumas Hameis, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph in the Rambam, is a very, very long Gishmaka Arichos of this Sugi of Oil Zoruk. Over there, he asks the Kasha of the Ritva, and he says two of his own Terutzim. The first Terutz that he says is, he says a tremendous Chiddush. He says, according to the Gemara Zukimta, that the reason why Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is Metaher, is because he's not Goyzer on a Milsa Delay Shchicha. That tour, that din, that we're not Goyzer on Milsa Delay Shchicha, only helps if the Tuma is a Tumas Avir. But if the Tuma would be coming from the Gush, from the either by touching the Gush, or by being Mahil over the Gush, so then we would never say that since it's a Milsa Delay Shchicha, Loi Gazur Bei Rabbanan. And therefore, the ukimta of this stage, the Gemara, is that the Shita Teva of Migdal is not moving. It's munachas in one place, and therefore it does not have a din of an oil zoruk at all, since it's stationary. And therefore, the only tuma that can come to them is mishum avir. Because if the only tuma was mishum gusha, so then there would be no tumas gusha, because there's a hefsek from the oil, and the oil is not moving. It doesn't have a din of an oil zoruk. Therefore, the only tuma here is mishum avir, and dafka in this ukimta can the Gemara say that now Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is metaher because of milsa delay shchicha legazu be'rabanan. But lo yitzur, the oil was moving, and the tuma was coming because of oil zoruk lav shvei oil, and the tuma was coming from the ground, was being bekea through the oil. And that tuma we would not say since it's a milsa delay shchicha legazu be'rabanan. The second mahalach of the Mishnah Melech is the Gemara wanted to teach us the koyach of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. If the Gemara would have said, like the stage before, that the tuma is mishum gusha, and the reason why he's tameh is because oil zorik lav shmei oil, so then we would think that by amil sedvei shicha beirabanan, so tuma's gusha is not going to be matameh. We're not going to be geyser on tuma's gusha. But now the Gemara wants to tell us that even when there's tuma's avira, we're still not going to apply the din, we're still not going to be matamehim, because it's a milsa l'shkicha. So we this teretz, we are talking about a shita teva migdal that's moving, and it's an oil zaruk, and he is becoming tameh from, he's becoming tameh from two different sources. He's becoming tameh from the gush of Eretz Amim, and from the avi of Eretz Amim, and still we say that since it's a milsa l'shkicha, le'gozu be'rabanan. We'll now move on to a different shaila within this sugya. Tosfos and Erevin, Daf Lamed Beis, asked the kasha from the Gemara in the second parak of Sukkah. The Gemara there brings a Mishnah in Para that says, "Chatzeros hayu benuyos biYerushalayim, agabi hasela v'tachteim chalal mipnei kever hatohayim." They would build special cities in Yerushalayim in order to get the water for the meichatas. In a way that to ensure that the water would not become tameh. They would bring women there who are pregnant, and when they have newborn babies, they would make sure the baby never came into contact with any tuma. And then when you grow up a little bit, they would use this child, who they knew for sure was completely tahor, to draw the water from the well. But in order to make sure that he wouldn't become tameh on the way to the well, because maybe there was some hidden kever somewhere in Yerushalayim, they would put a deles on the back of a behema and put the child on the deles and then have the behema walk the child to the well. That way the deles will serve as an oil to be mafsik in between the child and the tuma if there happens to be a kever underneath the ground where the child is moving. Tosfos asked the kasha that how does this Mishnah shtim with the Manda Amar oil zoruk lav shmei oil? Because since the behema is moving, so this oil is considered an oil zoruk, and therefore it will not protect the child if there happens to be a kever underneath when the child is walking. Tosfos gives there two terutzim. The first terutz Tosfos says is that the Gemara in Sukkah has a different mandam, a different Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda there holds that they didn't put a delis on the back of a behema, but rather they would put the child on the behema itself. And they would use the etzem, the cholol of the behema itself, would be the oyel to protect the child from becoming tamei from the kever underneath. The Gemara there explains that even though a behema, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not an oil, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oil has to be made bidei Adam, and since a behema was not made bidei Adam, it does not have a din of an oil. But since there's a special gzeiras hakasuv in the Iyuv that says or ubasar talbisheni ubeatzomis ugidim tesoichicheni, the pasuk is referring to the fact that a person's bones and his sinews are schach for his body; they protect his body. So since the Gemara refers to bones and sinews as a schach, which is an oil, so too we say that a behema's goof has din of an oil over his halal. And therefore, there's a special gzeras hakasuv that a behema has a din of an oil. Therefore, says Tosfos, lefi d'manda amar oil zoruk lav shmei oil. Just like a behema, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda it's not an oil because it was not made bidei Adam, so too according to Rabbi that a behema is not an oil because it's an oil zoruk. The gzeras hakasuv will come and say that a behema has a din of an oil even though it's moving. And that's the first teretz of Tosfos in Erevin. The second teretz Tosfos says in Erevin, he brings from the Rashba. Tosfos there answers, based on a Tosefta, that which Rebbe said, oil zoruk, lav shmei oil, is only if the shida teva umigdal is being carried by Odom or by Kalim. Dafka, then do we say that the oil zoruk was lav shmei oil. But if the oil zoruk was being supported by either a behema, or by something which is not a kli, then even Rebbe will apply the din of oil zoruk shmei oil. And therefore, even according to Rebbe, we will say that if a child is sitting on the deles, which is on top of a behema, since the deles is being supported by a behema, even Rebbe holds that we apply the din of oil zoruk shmei oil in this case. The Rambam ki yedua, paskins in Hilchos Tumas Hames, that oil zoruk lav shmei oil. And who adin in Hilchas Para Aduma, Perik Beis Halacha Zayin, the Rambam there paskins not like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but rather the other Tana that holds that they put dalsois, they put pieces of planks of wood on the back of the behema in order to be chaitzitz between the Tuma and the Tinoikos on top of the behema. Therefore, the same kasha that Tosfos asked, the same stira that we just mentioned in Tosfos, we have to ask in the Rambam himself. Because the Rambam paskins oil zoruk lav shmei oil, and he also paskins that in order to prevent the tinoikas from becoming tamei, we put them on the backs of the behema. The Mishlei Melech wants to suggest a different teretz in the Rambam. I'll pee the Rambam in Hilchos Paro Duma at the beginning of Perek Beis. The Rambam writes, Ma'lois yesei reis osu b'taharas para aduma v'harchokois gedoilois hirchiku mitumas hameis v'kol ma'aseha. Everything we do with regards to the Para Aduma, we do extra chumras and we do extra milos. Why do we do this? Since the Sreifas Para Aduma is kosher, even by somebody who became Tomei and went to the mikvah that day, and somebody goes to the mikvah, has din of a tful yoim, and he doesn't become fully tahor until nightfall. Here there's a special gzeres hakasuv in the parsha of Para Aduma that a tful yoim, even before nightfall, is already kosher for Sreifas HaParah. Since we find this kula in the parsha of Para Aduma, the Rambam explains, based on the Mishnayos, we have extra chumras in order to make sure that we're not mizalzel too much in the halachas of Para Aduma. Al Pizeh, the Mishlei Melech explains that really, mi'ikra din, there's no chashash at all for any kever that is going to be underneath this katan. Because he brings from a different gemara in Nazir, that we paskin, that there's no chashash at all for kever tohoim in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is considered baduk min hakfaros, and there is no chashash be'etzem mi'ikra din for any base hakfaros, for any kever to be in a random place in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the whole requirement for the child to go on the back of the behema is another example of a chumrah and a maila that we find in the parsha of Para Aduma. Therefore, even though b'kula Torah kula we paskin oil zoruk lav shmei oil, but legabe fulfilling the requirement of the chumrah and the maila of Para Aduma in oil zoruk is enough. And therefore, it's not a stira of the two Rambams. The Rambam, Yitzad Echad Pask is oil Zoruk, Lav Shmei oil. But Lagabe Hilchas Paraduma, where there's no real chashash, we just have to take care, we just have to make a hecker ba'alma that we're trying, we have to show that we're trying our best to make sure that the child does not become Tomei. So for that, an oil Zoruk is enough. That's the teretz of the Mishnah Melech. The Ritva that we mentioned before in Erevin Daf Lamed brings down this kasha b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and he says his own teretz, which is half of a fella. The Ritva explains that we only say the din of oil zoruk lav shmei oil when we're talking about something which is be'etzem a kli, for example, a shita teva umigdal, a cabinet or some sort of drawer is usually a kli. Just that when the kli becomes big enough that it can contain 40 saw, so then it has a din of an oil. It loses its shem kli. The reason why it loses its shem kli is because a kli b'derek klal is something which is carried around, something which is moved around a lot. But something which can hold within it 40 saw is considered too big to carry around, and we look at it as being something which is munachas now in one place. Once it's munachas in one place, so it now loses its shem kli, and rather we look at it as an oil. Dafka over there, there's a shita of oil zoruk lav shmei oil. Because when we take this shita tevu migda, which is now has a din of an oil because it's too big, and we put it on a gola, or we put it on a behema or an odon, and we start moving it around, so now this oil is moving around, it goes back to its original shem kli. Because again, the whole reason why it lost its shem kli was because it doesn't move around. But now that it's being moved around, so now it goes back to its original shem kli, and that's why it's not choytetz anymore. Because a kli is not choytetz. Anything which is mekabel tuma itself doesn't have the ability to be choytetz bifnei tuma. Masha'en kein, in the case in Sukkah, where they put a big, they put dalsoys on the backs of the behema, delis be'etzim, if it's not connected to a house, it's pshute kli eitz. It's a regular flat piece of wood, and in itself it's not mekabel tuma. Not because of its size. It has no shaychus be'etzim to being a shem kli. Therefore, even though we put it on the back of a behema or the back of an agola, and we start moving it around, that's not a siba for us to say oyel zoruk lav shmei oyel. Because it doesn't have a shame, it never had a shame kli. So the fact that it's moving around doesn't have the yecholus to turn it back into a kli, which when it never was a kli in the first place. And therefore, even according to Rebbe, if we take a piece of pshute kli eitz and put it on the back of a behema or back of an agola, we're not going to say oil zoruk lav shmei oil. Rather, we're going to hold oil zoruk shmei oil. And therefore, even Rebbe can hold of this mishnah in Parah. Bisikum, we have four terutzim to the kasha of Toisvis, the gabi the stira between the Mishnah and Parah and the shita of oil zoruk lav shmei oil. We have the first teretz that the shita of lav shmei oil holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the child really went on the Parah, not on the deles, and the Parah itself is exeris hakosuv that it has a din of an oil. We have the shita of the Rajma, which is quoted in Ervin, that holds that even the Mando Amr that holds Lav Shmei oil is Moide, that if the oil is placed on the back of a behema, so we say that it has a Shem oil. We have the Teretz of the Mishnah Melech that holds that the whole din that the child has to go on the back of a behema is a Maila and a Chumra, and therefore, in order to be Yotze this Chumra, an oil Zoruk is enough. And we have the fourth teretz of the Ritva that said that the din of oil zorg lav shmei oil is only legabe kelim, which are makabel tuma, and they're not choytzets, and they became big, and now they have a din oil. And therefore, dafka, those things, once they're traveling, once they're moving on the back of a behema, so we say oil zoruk lav shmei oil, because it goes back to its original din of a keli. Masha'en kein pshutei kli eitz, which are not kelim be'etzem, even though they're moving, and we should apply the din of oyel zoruk, but we don't say lav shmei oyel because there's no din kli that it ever was that it can possibly go back to. We mentioned already before that the shita of Rambam is in Tumas Meis per Gura Alf Halacha Hey that we paskin like Rebbe that oyel zoruk lav shmei oyel. In Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Hey Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam brings down a very interesting halacha, which is based on the sugi in Nazir Daf Mem Gimel. The Rambam says, Nazir Shenichnas Lebayis, a Nazir who walks into a house, Veshah Hasham Ad Shemei Shameis. He waits there until somebody dies. Oy Shenichnas Leoyel Hameis Beshida Teva Umigdal. Or he goes into an oil ameis inside of a shida teva migdal. His friend comes and he opens up the roof of this teva with the das of the person of the nazir who's in the teva. So over here we're talking about the shida teva migdal that has a cover on it. Not like we were talking about until now that it's open at the top, but here the shida teva migdal is covered. And the Rambam says if a Nazir goes into the Shida Teva Migdal and he goes into an oil hameis, in which case he's not Tameh yet, and his friend comes and his friend opens the top of the Shida and causing him to become Tameh, so the Nazir himself, since he had Das to allow his friend to do that, the Rambam says that he gets two sets of Malkus. One set of Malkus is for Lo Yavoi, and one is for Lo Yatameh. It's not our sugya now to discuss why there's two different sets of Malkus over here. But what we want to focus on in the Rambam is this Muchach from the Rambam that until his friend came and uncovered the top of the Shida Tevo Migdal, he remained Tahor even though he's in a Oil HaMeis. How does that stim with the Rambam in Tumas Meis, Perek Yud Aleph, that paskins that Oil Zoruk Lav Shmei Oil? Even before his friend uncovered the top of the Shida, he should have already been Mekabel Tumah from the Oil Hameis because he's in a Shida which has a din, as we know, of an Oil Zoruk. And therefore we should apply the din of Oil Zoruk Lav Shmei Oil. The Mishnah Melech there in Tumas Meis Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in his Big Arichus, asks this Kasha, and he says two separate terutzim, both very Choshev Yesoidus, very big Chidushim. The first teretz he says is the din of oil zorg lav shmei oil is dafko when the oil is traveling on top of an actual mace or on top of eretz ha'amim, in which case we're always choshesh there's a mace there under the ground. Dafka, then do we say that the tumah of the mace is baikea and goes through the oil, and the oil does not have the capability of being mafsik and being chaytet b'fnei tumah. Masha'ein came when the oil zoruk goes into an oil hameis. He's not actually on top of a meis, but he's under the same roof as a meis. On that, where the Torah was mechadish, like Zeres HaKosov, that the entire airspace, all the avir of this room, has a din of tumas meis, and it can be metame anybody that goes into the same airspace. So then an oil zoruk, even an oil zoruk, is enough to be considered that he's not in the same airspace as this mace, and therefore he does not mekabel tuma from being in the same oil. The Mishnah Melech goes on to say more that in Perek Ches, in Masech de Oilis, the Mishnais there list off all different types of cases, all different types of scenarios which are not choytzes midoraisa. These things don't have the capability of being choytzes. Mishnah Melech says all these things too, he will say the same halacha, that they only don't have a din to be chaytetz if they're going over a mace. Because the tumas mace is boikei and goes through the oil, if it's moving. Masha'en kein, if he goes into an oil hamace, so even an oil zoruk always is enough to be considered that he's not in the avir, the same airspace as the oil of the mace, and therefore he's not makabel tumah. That's the first teretz of the Mishnah Melech. The second teretz of the Mishnah Melech is that which Rebbe holds, oil zoruk, lav shmei oil, he quotes, he bases it on the diuk loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam says there in Halacha Hey, ha-mahalich be'eretz ha'amim, if somebody goes to eretz ha'amim, b'horim u'besloim, tamei tumah shiva, he becomes tamei. Bayam u'bemakoim, shahaya oila b'za'afai tahor, mishum nogeya be'eretz ha'amim, b'tamei mishum avira. The Rambam continues, Hanichmas le'eretz ha'amim b'shida, teva u'migdal ha'porchim ba'avir. Tomei sh'oyo zoruk einoi kori oyo. Somebody goes into a eretz ha'amim in the shida teva u'migdal, which is peireach ba'avir. The Rambam throws in these two extra words, the oil is peireach ba'avir. The Mishnah Melech is medayik from here, that even Rebbe that holds oil zorg lav shmei oil, that's only if the oil is traveling in the air, even though it's sitting on the agola, but it's not touching the ground mamish. But if the etzem shita teva migdal was on the ground and somebody was dragging the shita teva migdal behind him, then even Rebbe would hold oil zoruk shmei oil. This teretz of the Mishnah Melech is really going back. It's built on what we know already from Tosfos and Nazir, from our blot that explained the second parish in Tosfos and also the Ritva in Erevin, that said that which Rebbe says oil zoruk shmei oil is dafka when the oil is sitting on a behema or on an adam, and since the behema and adam, since their feet are on the ground, so we consider that the oil itself to be also on the ground. It's connected. That's shaychas to the ground. On that, Rebbe's chaylek, and Rebbe holds that even though it has shaychas to the ground, because the person's feet are on the ground, still we hold oil zorik lav shmei oil. But when the shita teva migdal is actually touching the ground, even though it's moving, since it's actually touching the ground, then even Rebbe's moida that we say oil zorik shmei oil, because this teva, even according to Rebbe, has shaychas to the karka. That's the second teretz of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Melech then brings a Tosefta in Hilchos in Masechta Negoyim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis, which he says is a contradiction, is a stira to both of the terutzim that he says in the Rambam. The Brisa says Shida Teva Umigdal Shibbeis Hamenuga Afal Pi Shehein Mechusin Kelim Shibbeisoychan Tmeim. That Shida Teva Umigdal, which is in a Beis Hamenuga, a house that has tzaras, and anything that goes inside becomes tamei. Even though they're covered, the Shita Teva Migdal is completely covered, the Kalim that are inside become Tameh. The Rash there explains that the Mishnah is Rebbe, and the Rebbe is Lashitosoi that holds Oyel Zoruk Lav Shmei Oyel. And that's why the Kalim inside are Tameh, because the Shida does not have the ability to be Chaytzetz. The Mishnah Melech says the Pashtus of this Tosefta is that this Teva is Munach Bekarka. And therefore it's a stira to both terutzim. To the first terutz it's a stira, because the Mishnah Melech said that the din of oil zarek lav shmei oil is only if it's going over an actual mace, not if it's in an oil ha-mace. Kol shekei, not if it's in a base hamenuga. There's no mace here at all. The second terutz, it's also a stira too. Because the second terutz was that when the Shita Teva Migdal is being dragged on the ground, then Rebbe's moide that we say oil zarek shmei oil. And over here, the oil is touching the ground, and still, the Rash says, we say, oil zoruk, lav shmei oil. On this, the Magen Mishnah obliged with the Tzorich Im. Bisikum, to put the Shita Mishnah Melech together with the Tosfos that we learned in Erevin, it comes out that the Machloikas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda is talking about a Shita Teva Umigdal, which is being carried on the back of an Adam or of Kalim. If the oil itself is being thrown in the air and it's not being supported by anything, so Tosfos in Nazir told us that even Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is moide that we apply the din of oil zarek lav shmei oil. If the oil is being carried by a behema, then even Rebbe's moide that we apply the din of oil zarek shmei oil. And now we learn from the Mishnah Melech another case in which Rebbe is moide, if the Shita Teva Migdal is being dragged on the floor, then also Rebbe's moide to the din of oil zoruk shmei oil. There's another teretz in this kasha in the Achroinim. The Shvus Yankov in Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Pei Hei, and also the Gilyan Marsha says the same teretz in Yeredeya Simin Shin Ayin Beis, Sifkot and Beis in the Shach. The teretz is that which the Rambam paskins, oil zoruk lav shmei oil, that's only midrabonon. Midraisa, even an oil zoruk, according to Rebbe, has a din of an oil. It's just midrabanon that we say that it's not choytetz and has the ability to be metame. Therefore, we only say it lechumra, that it's metame him, even though he's in an oil. Masha'enkein, in Hilchas Nezirus, Perkei, Alach Yudches, the Rambam there is handling a din of Malkus. The Rambam says that since, after his friend opens up the top of the Shita Teva Migdal, and at exactly the same time, it's considered that he's entering the oil. And at the very same time, he's becoming tamei from the tumah in the oil. So there, we're talking about the din of two different malchus. So there we go back to the Etzem Din Deraisa, which in oil, which is that oil Zorak has a din of an oil, and that's why he only becomes Tame after his friend removes the top of the Shido Tevo Migdal. That's the teretz of the Shvus Yankov and the Gilead Marsha. We will now continue in the Sugya Be'ezus Hashem from the two dots on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. One of the cases in the Mishnah on which it says that the Nazir is not Migaleach, he's not Mazir Shlishi Ushvi, and he's not Soyser as a Koidman, is a Nazir who becomes a Mitzoyra in the middle of his days of Nazirus. The Lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph is Ubi Yemei Svira, Ubi Yemei Gamroi. The Taich of Yemei Svira, Yemei Gamroi, is that Yemei Gomra is referring to the days where the Mitzoyra is Tame with his Nega, and Yemei Svira is referring to the days in between the two Taglachios. A Mitzoyra, in order to become Tohor, has to be Migaleach two times. The first time he's Migaleach, he brings Shnei Tzipoirim, and he's Migaleach all the hair of his goof. Then he counts 7 days, and then he brings more Kabbonis on the eighth day, and he's Migaleach another time. So Yemei Sfira refers to those 7 days in between the two Taglachios, and Yemei Gamra refers to the days before the first Taglachas when he was still Tame. On those two Kufas, the Mishnah says, those days, the Nazir cannot count those days of towards his days of Nazirus, and they're not Soyser as a Koidman, but he also doesn't have to lose the original days that he counted. As opposed to somebody who becomes Tamei Meis, if the Nazir becomes Tamei Meis, we say it's Soyser the Yomim HaKoidmim. But over here, this tumah of Nazirus is not Soyser the Yomim HaKoidmim. He continues counting where he left off after he becomes Tar. On this din, Rav Chisda says, Omer Rav Chisda, Lo Yishonu Elo B'Nazirus Mu'etes. Ava B'Nazirus Miruba Mislak Nami Salkinle. Means this halacha on the Mishnah, that the days of Nazirus, the days of Mitzoyra, don't count towards his days of Nazirus, is only by Nazirus Mu'etes, which means a Nazirus of Shloishim Yoim. Masha'enkin, if somebody's Makabo Nazirus Meruba, which means a long-term Nazirus, so then he can also count the days of Tuma and the days of Yemei Sfira, he can also count towards his days of Nazirus. Tosfos explains, Dibur Maschal Amar Rav Chisda, the reason for this halacha, is because only in Nazirus Mu'etes, the reason why by Nazirus Mu'etes the Nazir can't count the days while he's a Mitzoyra, is because since after he's finished becoming Tohor, after Yemei Sviroi, he has to be Megalech all of his hair again, since the whole Nazirus was only 30 days, it's Muchach that he will not have another 30 days left of his Nazirus after his second Taglachas. Therefore, we apply the din of Ein Taglachas Pachas Mishloishim Yoim. Any hair growth of less than 30 days is not considered a Maisa Taglachas. There has to be 30 days of hair growth in order that when he shaves off the hair, it's considered a Maisa Taglachas. And therefore, he has to wait a whole another 30 days after his Taglachas Mitzoyra. He has to count another 30 days in order that he should have a Taglachas of Shloishim Yoim. That's how Tosfos explains the Shita here of Rav Chisda. Masha'en came by Nazirus Meruba, so after he's finished being Megaleach, the second Taglachas, if there's still 30 days remaining to his original Nazirus, even though he counted the days that he was a Mitzoyra, he also counted those days towards his Nazirus, and still he has 30 days left of the Nazirus after the second Taglachas, so then he's allowed to count all the days of Mitzoyra towards his days of Nazirus, because he doesn't have a problem that he won't have 30 days of hair growth before his Maisa Taglachas at the end. That's the distinction between Nazirus Mu'etes and Nazirus Meruba. The Brisker Rav asked the Kasha, and it seems from Tosfos that there's no halacha that the days of Mitzoyra are intrinsically mufka from being counted towards his days of Nazirus. But rather, it seems that the reason why he can't count the days of Mitzoyra towards his days of Nazirus is merely a technical problem that after he finishes being Megaleach for his days of after he's finished being a Mitzoyra, so now he can't be Megaleach again for his days of Nazirus until he counts another 30 days in order to have 30 days of hair growth before he's Megaleach. And therefore it seems strange, the Brisker Rav says, in the Hemshech of the Mishnah says, Be'emes Amru, there's an exception to this rule that we have in the Reisha, that which the Reisha says, that these days do not count towards his days of Nazirus. But we have an exception of Yemei Hazav of Yemei Hasgeira Shal Metzaira. These days, Hare Elu Oilin Lai. Rashi explains, Be'emes Amru is a Lashon of Halacha L'moishim Sinai. The Biskurov says, that's mashma, if we need a Halacha L'moishim Sinai to tell us that Yemei Hasgeira is Oilin Lai, and Yemei Gomroi, and Yemei Sviroi are not Oilin Lai, that's mashma that it's Be'etzem not Oilin Lai. Not merely that we don't count it because anyways he's going to have to count the new 30 days in order to grow his hair afterwards. But it's mashma that there's a etzem reason why the days of Metzora do not count towards his days of the 30 days of Nazirus. The Biskurov is Medayik from Lashon Rashi and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskol Ella B'Nazirus Mu'etas. Rashi there writes, "Bizman shekibel alav nazirus shloishim yoim v'nitz stara," and then he gets tzaras. "Kisha also mehen asara yomim." After he did 10 days of the 30, he gets tzaras. "V'nechlat she'ein halalu yomim oilin loy min haminyan she'im ata oimer oilin loy lo yishtairu loy kedei gidul seyar va'achat taglach yeshal tzaras." The Biskurov is medayik from Loshon Rashi that be'etzem these days are not oilin loy. Not just a hechatimta to make sure that he gets 30 days of hair growth before taglachas, but the days are be'etzem mufka from being counted towards his nazirus. Therefore the Biskurov explains a very chashuv yesoy, which he uses many times. We're going to use it more be'ezus Hashem in the 8th perek. The Biskurov explains that this halacha of ein taglachas pachas milamed yoim, it's not simply a din that in order to have a maisa taglachas there has to be 30 days of hair growth, but rather, just like we know there's a din of ein nazirus pachas milamed yoim, there's no such thing as a term of nazirus which is less than 30 days, so too there's another halacha that ein taglachas nazirus pachas mishloishim yoim. It's a din in the etzem chefta of nazirus that nazirus must have 30 days of hair growth within the term of nazirus, and therefore, if somebody in the middle of nazirus muetes becomes a mitzora, since it's muchach that he's going to have to be megaleach at the end of his din mitzora, and he's not going to have 30 days left of his original nazirus, therefore the nazirus that he's counting now stops. Because this nazirus that he's holding in right now is not going to have a taglachas of shloishim yoim, a taglachas following 30 days of hair growth. Therefore, be'etzem these days cannot count towards his nazirus, because it's a din in Hilchas nazirus that nazirus must be that it has a 30 days of hair growth in order to make a taglachas of shloishim yoim. And therefore, it's move on why we need why we have to come on to halacha l'moshe misinai to teach us this halacha that the days are mufka legamre. It's not just merely a halacha that we need shloshim yoyim in order to have a maisa taglachas, but rather nazirus only has a shame nazirus if within it there's 30 days of hair growth followed by the maisa taglachas afterwards. The Biskurov says al pizeh could be if somebody was makabel on himself 100 days of nazirus and he finished counting 30 days of nazirus, so he already has within this nazirus 30 days of hair growth, and then he would become a metzora afterwards, even if after he's finished being migaleach machmas his din of metzora, there will not be 30 days of hair growth before his nazirus is finished. We will still not apply the din of Ein Taglachas Pachas Mishloishim Yoim because he has already 30 days of hair growth that can give this Nazirus a Chaloy Shem Nazirus. He doesn't have to have 30 days at the end, a new 30 days at the end of the Nazirus in order to give this Nazirus a Shem Nazirus because he already was Mekayim that at the beginning. Al Pizeh, he explains a very shver Loshon Rashi, Dibur Maskel, Aval B'Nazirus Meruba. Rashi says, Shekibel, the next Rashi on Daf Nun Hey, Rashi says, Shekibel alav Meya Yoim. Rashi is describing to us a case of Nazirus Meruba. He was Makabel 100 days, V'nitztara, then he gets Tzoras, B'toich Yemei Nazirusoi, Ad Shaloi Ovru Lamed Yoim. Rashi throws in a very strange thing. Rashi says he got Nazirus before 30 days passed. Why does Rashi have to say that? Rashi should have just chosen a case where he gets Tzaras at any point during the 100 days, even after 30 days, as long as it comes out that after he's finished being Megaleach, Machmas is Tzaras, there's more than 30 days left of his original Nazirus. That would have been enough. Why does Rashi have to say that he got Tzaras before 30 days of his Nazirus? Alpiza, the Brisk Rav explains, because if he would get Tzaras after 30 days of Nazirus, so he was already Megadol his Seyar for 30 days. Therefore, this Nazirus was already Mekayim, this din of having 30 days of hair growth, and therefore, even in a case where there wouldn't be 30 days left after the Taglachas Mitzayra, we still would say that all the days of Mitzayra are Oilin Loi, since he already was Mekayim, the din of Ein Taglachas Pachas Mishloishim Yoim. The Gemara continues, Mesiv Rav Shravya, Maskel Umayna Miyad, Ve'ein mevatel bahen es hakoidmin. The Mishnah says that he continues counting right away, and it's not mevatel his original days of Nazirus from before the Tuma. The Gemara says, "B'mai, what are we talking about? Which type of Nazirus? Ilem b'Nazirus mu'etes. If we were talking about Nazirus mu'etes, kaboy gidul seyar." Rashi and Tosfos explain that the Gemara's kasha is, how could we say? How could the Mishnah say that it's not soiser as a koidman if, according to Rav Chista, the Mishnah is only talking about a case of Nazirus Muetes, of Nazirus of 30 days, Al Korchach is going to have to be soiser the original days? Because since after he's Megaleach, his Taglachas Mitzoyra, he's going to have to count a whole new 30 days, Al Korchach comes out that any amount of days that he counted before his Mitzoyra began, he's going to have to count again. Therefore, Al Korchach is talking about a case of even Nazirus Meruba. The Gemara continues, El Olav b'Nazirus Meruba, Uktani Maschil Umayna Miyad. Tosfos over here, Dibur HaMaschil, Mesiv Rav Shravya, points out that the Kasha of Rav Shravya, even though it's from the Mishnah, he was Mahapech, the Seder of the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Ve'enoi Soyser Es HaKoidmin, he doesn't have to lose out the days from before the Tuma began. Then the Mishnah says that he continues the rest of his Nazirus after the Tuma goes away. And when and by Rav Shravya's Kasha, he flipped the order. He said, Maschil Umayna Miyad, Ve'ein Mevatel Behen Es HaKoidmin. Tosfos says, even though he flipped the order, he's zicher quoting the Mishnah, and for some reason he flipped around the order of the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Nitziv in the Merumei Soda says here a very, very chashuv avot. He wants to explain why did Rav Shravya change the order of the Seder of the Mishnah as we have it. So he explains that right before the Mishnah says, Ve'enoi Soyser Es HaKoidmin, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Ein HaNazir Migaleach, Umaze B'Shlishi U'B'Shvi'i. These two halachos, that the Nazir is not Megaleach, and he's Maza on Shlishi and Shvi, are not going back on the case of Yemei Sfiroi and Yemei Gamroi, which it says in the Mishnah right before that. Because Hazah of Gimel and Shvi is not Shayech Bechlal by Tumas Mitzoyra. And Hu Adin to be Megaleach is not Shayech at all by Tumas Mitzoyra. Tumas Mitzoyra is not Mechayev a Nazir to be Megaleach. Avadi has to be Megaleach. Machmas is din mitzoyra, but it's not mechayev the nazir to be megaleach machmas adin tumas nazirus. Therefore, these two halachas of ein hanazir megaleach umaza b'shlishi u'shvi are going back on all the first cases of the Mishnah, which are all talking about different examples of tumas meis. And the Mishnah is saying that since all these cases of tumas meis are either only midrabanan or they're not from the mace atzmoy, they're only from a kli, which the mace touched, v'chulei. Therefore, it's not mechayev ataglachas midin nizirus b'tuma, and hu adin, it's not mechayev him to be mazeh b'shlishi u'b'shvi. Therefore, since it's muchach, that ein nazir migaleach, and hu adin u'mazeh shlishi u'shvi, is not going back on the case of mitzoyer right before it, we could have also learned the next line of the Mishnah, v'einoi soyser es hakoidmin, is also not going back on the case of Mitzoyra. But when the Mishnah says "umaschil umoine miyad," those words for sure are going back on the case of Metzora, because the Metzora also it's shaykh to tell us that when he's finished his days of being a Metzora, so he goes back to counting and finishing up his days of Nizirus. Therefore, we could have said anukimta. We could have said that really the Mishnah is talking about a case of Nizirus Mu'etes, like Rav Chisda said. And the case of the Mishnah was that he became a Metzora on the first day of his Nazirus. And there is no days that he didn't start counting at all his Nazirus before he became a Metzora. Therefore, on that, the Mishnah says, Umaschil umayna miyad, which means that when he's finished being a Metzora, when he's retired himself from Tumas Metzora, so now he goes and he finishes and he counts his days of Nazirus. He's maschil umayna miyad. And in Echinami, there is no soyser as a koidmin because there were no koidmin. And the words of the Mishnah, the einoy soyser as a koidmin, are not going back on Yemei Sfiroi and Yemei Gamroi because again, there were no koidmin. There were no koidmin. Therefore, that's why the Makshin, when he asked the Kasha, he switched the order and he put first umoyne miyad and then ve'ino soyser as a koidmin. Because since the words umoyne miyad, like we explained, that for sure is going back on also the case of Metzora. Because it's just as much shaykh to Metzora as it's shaykh to any of the cases of Tumas Meis. Therefore, if the words umoyne miyad are going back on Metzora, so now when the Mishnah says after that, ve'ino soyser as a koidmin, now it's schwer to say that the words ve'ino soyser as a koidmin are only going back on the cases of Tumas Meis. Since the din of Moina Miyad is already going back also on the case of Metzora. The Mela, since Eino Seizer Sakoidman is also going back on the halach of a Metzora, so it's Muchach that the din Nazirus began in the din, he became a Metzora in the middle of his Nazirus. And on that, the Mishnah is saying the Eino Seizer Sakoidman, he doesn't have to lose out the days that he originally counted. Im Kain, it's Muchach, says the Gemara, that we're not talking about Nazirus Mu'etes. Because if we'd be talking about Nazirus Mu'etes, so then he would have to lose out the original days that he counted before the Mitzvah started, before he became a Mitzvah, in order to have 30 days of Taglachas. That's the vort of the Murmi Soda. The Gemara answers the Kasha, who Moisiv Lov, who Mefarek Lov. B'Nazirus Bas Chamishim Yoyim. The Mishnah is talking about Nazirus of 50 days. The Yosef Esrin v'Isyalda beitzaras migaleich tzarasoy v'hodo Yosef tlasin yomin. The Ha'isle Gidoser. So the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is talking about a case of a 50-day Nazirus in which he became a Mitzora after 20 days. And on that, the Mishnah says that none of the days are oilin loy. Because any day which is Oilelo, he's just going to have to do again. Because since he has only 30 days left of his Nazirus, and anyways he has to wait 30 days of Gidol Seir in order to cut his hair afterwards, so Meila, none of the days of Metzora count towards his days of Nazirus. But She'en Kein, Tosfos speaks out, if he would have been Mekabel on himself 53 days of Nazirus, so then we would say that the first 3 days of him being a Metzora can count towards his Nazirus, and then after that, the rest of the days won't count. So Nazirus Mu'etes is really lav dafka. Nazirus Mu'etes means that any time that there is only 30 days or less remaining of his Nazirus after he's finished being Migaleach, after he finishes being a Metzora, or after he becomes a Metzora, that's called Nazirus Mu'etes. Nazirus Meruba means if there's more than 30 days of Nazirus remaining after he becomes a Metzora. Al Kolponim, it's Muchach from the Gemara that by Nazirus Meruba, according to Rav Chisda, so we will allow him to count even the days that he's a Metzora, even those days can count towards his Nazirus, and he doesn't have to lose anything as long as he's going to have 30 days of Gidol Seir after he's Megaleach Midin Metzora. The Keren Oira asks a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Nazirus Perek Vav Halacha Beis has a Miuchadik Reshita here in the Sugya of Taglachas. The Rambam says, I'll read the Rambam in Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, Nader Nazirus Me'ayoyim. Somebody becomes a Nazir for 100 days. ul'achar esrim yoim niskaleach roiv roishoi, hareze shoya shloishim yoim ad sheyirba seya roishoi, v'achar shloishim yoim moina shmoinim yoim tashlum yomein zirusoi. The sheet of the Rambam is that when somebody cuts his hair in the middle of his term of Nazirus, even Nazirus Meruba, he has to first count 30 days. He has to let his hair grow for 30 days. And those 30 days where he's letting his hair grow, they don't count towards his days of Nazirus. After he's finished counting 30 days, then he goes and continues back the rest of his days of Nazirus. So if he counted, if his Nazirus is 100 days and he counted 20 days, and then somebody cut his hair, he has to wait another 30 days now. And then after the 30 days, he's mashlim the last 80 days of his original Nazirus. And from our sugya, it's muchach that if he's holding a Nazirus Meruba, and he has a full 30 days left of his Nazirus after he becomes a Mitzoyra, so even the days of his Mitzoyra count towards his Nazirus. Koshikin, he doesn't have to wait a whole other 30 days to grow his hair. It's muchach that the days of that he can just continue growing his hair for 30 days, and he doesn't have to miss any days of his Nazirus that he's holding him. The Keren Oyer says, it's muchach to say that the Rambam holds that we only make him wait 30 days to grow his hair when his hair got cut shaloi b'makom mitzvah. But when his hair gets cut b'makom mitzvah, like for example in our sugyo, he's cutting his hair because he's chayv to cut his hair because he's a metzoira, so then we don't make him wait a full 30 days of hair growth in order to continue doing his nazirus. We allow him to continue his Nazirus and his hair will grow back with Mela, and those days that his hair is growing back will Mela count also towards his Hashlama of Mea Yoim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.